Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
I'm Spencer, and I work at UnitedHealthcare.
So, Spencer, why do you care?
I care because my daughter, Adeline, has special needs. I am motivated by Adeline, who inspires me every day. I am driven to help families like mine navigate the healthcare system.
I'm so blessed to lead an amazing team at UnitedHealthcare focusing on the member experience and making that better.
I'm Spencer, and I'm committed to care.
Springtime is almost here, and if you've been itching to redo every room in your home, Bob's Discount Furniture can help. When you shop at Bob's, you get wow-worthy everyday low prices on fabulous furniture for every room. Everything from stylish mid-century dining sets and top-rated Bob-O-Pedic mattresses with the best warranties in the business, to pop-up sleeper sectionals, all for a fraction of what they cost elsewhere. So, stop in or shop online and get wow-worthy pieces for less. Only at Bob's.
Aaron's in Brunswick going to play this round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Hey, Aaron, how are you?
I'm great.
Is 2 hours prior to your flight too early to get to the airport?
Yes.
Of course it is.
No.
That's at 8:10. Aaron already won.
It's
I'm not asking these questions.
I feel like
2 hours is so long.
So
boring.
What if you leave your house 2 hours before?
Okay, well, it's different.
And then you get there like an hour and a half.
The wind resistance.
And how far away you live.
Yeah.
Exactly. The variables. This whole conversation stresses me out.
I like when I wait about 10 minutes.
It's the airport theory,
steamy.
Right? That's what it's called?
Yes, it is.
8:10. All right, let's get to a round of Trump, Tui, even though you've already won the game. Ask Jen to leave the room, and we'll go ahead and start with these five questions.
Jen, could you please leave the room?
Yes, I can. Good luck to you, Aaron.
Thank you. You too.
Jen's leaving the room. Producer Stevie, as you know, stays in the studio with me. She's going to keep track of the score Jen does not listen to or participate in this part of the game. It is not for her. She will have her time to answer the five questions. There's a timer involved, so just make sure you give me your answer before you hear that buzzer. That way your answer will count. When we're done with these five questions, we'll play a quick song so we can go in the hallway, grab Jen, let her know it's time for her to enter the studio and answer the same five questions. If you win, which has happened a couple of times this week, you're going to get that limited edition iTrump 2E t-shirt. So let's get to the game, and specifically question number one. Speaking of flights, a Dolly Parton themed flight from Orlando to Tennessee is happening this fall. There's gonna be live entertainment, themed food and drinks, and the flight number 925. Get it? 925. Get it, Stevie? 925. Okay.
Yep.
Which iconic female artist did a cover of Dolly Parton's song "I Will Always Love You" in 1992, turning it into one of the best selling singles of all time?
Whitney Houston.
Question
that
number
was
two.
Dolly Parton song?
I thought that was a great nugget, and I was also too nervous that it might be a tough question one. But
I mean,
when I found that out, I thought that was great. I didn't know that.
Me either.
Oh.
Mind blown.
Aaron just continues to win. I mean, this is the best morning ever.
Even if you get the rest wrong, you're still winning.
You see, exactly. Question number, I don't care about this game. I just like hanging with Aaron and Stevie and Stu. This is great. All right. Question number two. A rare Paul McCartney collection is coming to the Rock Hall. So you're going to see instruments and handwritten lyrics and memorabilia all focused on his post-Beatles era with his band Wings. The exhibit opens May 15th. True or false question for you, Aaron. Paul McCartney's band Wings has been inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Is that a true statement or is that false?
True. False.
Question number three. Kristen Bell is joining Sonic the Hedgehog 4, voicing fan favorite character Amy Rose, who was teased in the previous film's end credits. Spoiler! Oh, I should have said that before. All right. Does Kristen Bell voice Anna or Elsa in the Frozen films?
Anna.
Question number four. Aaron is on a roll. This is a heater. Question number four. Bad Bunny has gotten his first starring role in a feature film. The artist is set to lead the historical drama Puerto Rico. He's previously appeared in movies, including Bullet Train, and also as a busboy turned caddy in which Adam Sandler golf-themed movie?
Happy Gilmore 2.
Question number five. Taylor Swift has topped the IFPI, that is the International Federation of it's the industry. So I'm going to leave it there. Phonographic, there we go, industry, global artist chart for a fourth straight year. It's a big deal, earning biggest selling global artist of the year 2025. My question to you, so once again, that's four straight years. Who topped the chart in 2021? So that would be prior to this streak by Taylor Swift.
Selena Gomez.
All right, we'll go with Selena Gomez as the answer for question number five. How did you do with those five questions? We're going to find out and ask those same five questions next. Aaron's in Brunswick. He's not getting no airport at 2 hours early. All right, Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorite. She answered five questions a minute ago. Jen Tui's back into the studio. So now it's time to let Aaron know how she did.
Aaron got four.
Whoa, good job, Aaron.
Four of five. Correct. Great job. Now we're going to ask Jen the same five questions, beginning with question number one. Speaking of flights, Dolly Parton-themed flight from Orlando to Tennessee. It's happening this fall. It's going to be live entertainment, themed food and drinks, and the flight number 925.
I love that.
Get it?
I love it.
See, Stevie? So she has a song.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm familiar.
I didn't know.
I just love Stevie's reaction to you. Yep.
Heard that song before. Yeah.
Which iconic female artist did a cover of Dolly Parton's song, I Will Always Love You, in 1992, turning it into one of the best-selling singles of all time?
Whitney Houston.
It was Whitney Houston. Question number two, a rare Paul McCartney collection is coming to the Rock Hall. So you're going to see instruments and handwritten lyrics and memorabilia all focused on his post-Beatles era and his band Wings. That exhibit opens on May 15th. True or false? Paul McCartney's band Wings has been inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Once again, is that statement true? Is that statement false?
That's true. It's
not
false.
In. He's in as a solo artist. He's in with the Beatles. Let's, Wings not in.
Let's get him in.
Name a song by
Wings. Yeah, I'll wait. I will wait.
Live and Let Die.
Live and Let Die. There's a Wings song.
Is that a Wings song?
It is. I also...
I don't know.
Heartbreaker. Question number three. People that love Wings are just, they're ripping out of the wall.
I don't know.
And throwing it into the pool. Question number three. Kristen Bell is joining Sonic the Hedgehog 4. It's a good thing, like spats.
I shouldn't have even said
NCX
anything.
Is out hearing
I feel
us
like
right
I
now.
Should have just kept my mouth shut
it's fine.
There.
Chris, we're all friends here. It's all friends on the Jenna Tim Show. Kristen, you know how many DMs we're going to get of Wings songs
I'm
now,
sorry.
Right? Kristen Bell is joining Sonic the Hedgehog 2. Voicing fan favorite character Amy Rose, who was teased in the previous film's end credits. Does Kristen Bell voice Anna or Elsa in the Frozen films?
Anna.
It is Anna. I can't go on. Question four, Bad Bunny has gotten his first starring role in a feature film. So the artist is set to lead the historical drama Puerto Rico. He previously appeared in movies including Bullet Train and as a busboy turned caddy in which Adam Sandler golf-themed movie?
Happy Gilmore 2.
When I wrote that question, I don't know why I was having this. I bet she says Happy Gilmore. I'm going to buzz her.
You would have to because that's
would,
not the right
You would
word.
Have
that's
to do it, but
right
you didn't. I didn't have faith in
it
you.
Was second.
I should have had faith in you,
Thank
and I
you.
Didn't.
Thank you, Tim.
Wings, on the other hand.
Well.
That's something that you don't hear me rattling off any Wings songs,
yeah,
do you?
Yeah, you're not either.
I didn't even know he had another band, so I don't know.
I can't wait to play Name the Nominee with
oh
you
my gosh,
when it comes out.
I'm counting down the days till
Question number five.
Jen, you got to get this one to tie it up.
Stevie, thank you.
Good luck.
Thanks.
Taylor Swift topped the IFPI Global Artist Chart for a fourth straight year. Big deal. She earned the biggest selling Global Artist of the Year 2025. Once again, fourth straight year. Who topped the chart in 2021 prior to this streak by Taylor Swift?
Oh my gosh. I don't know. Michael Jackson. I don't know.
He died before that.
I know. What was, I couldn't remember exactly
and
what the
chart
was.
Out of all the artists, that's like an impossible question. It's BTS. Back-to-back BTS, by the way.
Well, and then I couldn't remember if you said all female and I got
you would have guessed Dolly Parton. That would have been strong. Or Wings.
I couldn't think. Wings, I should have guessed.
I was waiting for Wings. Final toll of Stevie.
Poor Gen 3.
Oh, yeah.
You did it, Aaron. Well deserved. You trumped me.
Thank you.
That
we're
t-shirt.
The competitors.
That was great. That Wings t-shirt. I mean, that limited edition I Trump Tui t-shirt is all yours. We'll play all Wings in the 9 o'clock hour.
We
look forward
not.
To that in the Jen and Tim show. Tell everybody who you are and tell everybody what you just did.
I'm Aaron from Brunswick, and I just trumped Tui.
Kelly's in Medina. She's going to play this round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Good morning, Kelly. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good.
Good. You ready to play this round of Trump Tui?
I am. I'm trying to redeem myself because I lost a week or so ago.
Oh.
Do you have a mug or a shirt?
No, not yet.
Muglet? Ooh, okay. We'll see if we can get that. Yeah, it could be the day.
Yeah, all right. I hope so.
We also hope so. Let's see if you defeat Jen. Let's get the game started. Go ahead and ask Jen to leave the room.
Jen, leave the room.
I'm leaving the room.
Hey, Stevie.
Hi.
You ready?
Oh, yeah.
Keeping track of the score. Obviously, we're going to ask 5 questions. You've played this game before, but anybody that hasn't heard this game before, Jen's in the hallway. She does not participate in this part of the game. We'll ask you 5 questions. When you are done, obviously, there's a timer involved, so just make sure you give me that answer before you hear that buzzer. Then we'll bring Jen back into the game. If you answer more correctly than Jen, which did happen at 7:35, you are going to get that shirt. All right. Question number 1. Let's talk about some food. One of Burger King's winning Whoppers is their $2024 million Whopper contest was the Maple Bourbon Barbecue Whopper, and it's returning to the menu starting February 24th, and this is for a limited time. Which fast food chain has your favorite burger?
I'm going to say Wendy's.
Let's go with Wendy's. Question number 2. Season 4 of The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives is officially on the way, with Hulu dropping new cast photos and a dramatic trailer that puts Mom Talk in the hot seat once again. Which of the main girls from the show is the new bachelorette? It's either Taylor, Frankie, Paul, or Jen Affleck.
I'm going to say Taylor.
Let's go with Taylor. Question number 3. Kristen Bell is joining Sonic the Hedgehog 4, voicing fan favorite character Amy Rose, who was teased in the previous film's end credits. What is Dr. Robotnik's alternate name in the games that is also referenced in the movies?
Is it the hedgehog?
Oh, let's go with that. Question number 4. Michelle Yeoh has been honored with a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. In 2023, she won the award for Best Actress at the Oscars for which action film?
Oh, gosh. I have no idea.
There's the buzzer on that one. We're going to go ahead and move to question number 5. Ray has been taken to social media to share that she was completely devastated after 65 fans were denied entry to her Paris show due to what she was told as a Ticketmaster system error. What is the name of Ray's biggest viral hit trending all over TikTok?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know that either.
That's all right. We're going to let the buzzer hit, and we're going to calculate your score, specifically producer Stevie. Now we're going to grab Jen, bring her back into the room, and she answers those same 5 questions next.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests. Proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
I'm Spencer, and I work at UnitedHealthcare.
So, Spencer, why do you care?
I care because my daughter, Adeline, has special needs. I am motivated by Adeline, who inspires me every day. I am driven to help families like mine navigate the healthcare system. I'm so blessed to lead an amazing team at UnitedHealthcare focusing on the member experience and making that better. I'm Spencer, and I'm committed to care.
Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. The power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobopedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture.
Continue on with a round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Kelly is in Medina. She answered five questions a minute ago. She has done her job. Jen Tui's back into the studio. Producer Stevie, let her know how she did.
Kelly got two.
There you go.
Good job, Kelly.
Two correct today. We'll see if it holds up. Trying to make it back. It's a back loss. Would you be back?
You don't back have t-shirt. To say it back. Twice. Okay. No, or thrice. That's a lot.
Thrice. Fancy. Thrice. Fancy. I like that.
That's how
word.
We roll here on the Jen and Tim Show.
And we are fancy.
We are fancy.
Uh-huh.
Question number, there's thrice of us in here.
I don't think that works.
Does that work?
Nope, no.
Kelly, does that work? There's thrice of us?
I don't think there's thrice of us.
There's not. You know what? Moving on. Question number one. Told you we're fancy. Speaking of, Burger King.
I hate thrice of us. And I'm going to think about that
just
all day. There's
the thrice of us.
I hate
one
it.
Of the Burger King's. What did I have to eat today? Like, there was something in a, I don't know, coffee. Anyway, what of Burger King's winning Whoppers is their 2024 million dollar Whopper contest was the Maple Bourbon Barbecue Whopper, and it's returning to the menu starting February 24th. This is for a limited time. Which fast food chain has your favorite burger?
Shake Shack. What do you mean?
I'm kidding.
That's
I'm
not
kidding.
Fast food. That's fast casual.
That's fast casual.
That doesn't count.
Check the stock.
I don't. Well, okay.
I'm kidding.
All right.
Stevie jumped in. I had to jump in on that. All right. I guess we'll take it. Fast casual. Question number two. Season four of The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives is officially on the way, with Hulu dropping new cast photos and also dramatic trailer that puts Mom Talk in the hot seat once again. Which of the main girls from the show is the new Bachelorette? Is it Taylor Frankie Paul or is it Jen Affleck?
It's Taylor Frankie Paul.
It is. Let's move to question number three. Shake Shack.
Don't.
Kristen Bell is joining Sonic the Hedgehog 4, voicing fan favorite character Amy Rose, who was teased in the previous film's end credits. What is Mr. Robotnik's alternate name in the games that is also referenced in the movies?
Jim Carrey.
This game is getting worse.
I know. I don't know. What
Eggman.
I don't know that.
We now know.
Now you know.
Question number four. Michelle Yao.
And on
been,
the run.
Has been honored with a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Who?
Michelle Yao?
Oh, thank you. I didn't.
I'm sorry. Oh, because we were talking over it.
Said,
okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In 2023, she won the award for Best Actress at the Oscars for which action film?
I don't remember. I don't know. Dune.
What?
Tron. Wasn't Dune a movie? I don't know.
I thought you said June. So did I. Yeah, Dune was a movie. Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Who knows that?
I like that I'm getting the heat for the questions I did not write. Like, I am getting... Those searing looks from you. I didn't write these five questions.
First of all, that movie won a lot of awards.
A lot of awards. It was everywhere at once. Question number five.
Jen, you got to get this one to tie it, or to not have a tiebreaker.
See, Kelly? Kelly was probably feeling down that she got two. Now she's, you know, like, okay, I'm in the game.
I know. I'm happy.
Question number five. Ray has taken to social media to share that she was completely devastated after 65 fans were denied entry to her Paris show due to what she was told was a Ticketmaster system error. What is the name of her biggest viral hit trending all over TikTok?
Where's my husband?
It is! Where is my husband?
I love that song.
I was in Shake Shack
the
other
day.
No, you were not. And that song came on. Bop.
I also need to say Five Guys is really good. And Wendy's.
Five Guys also fast food.
Why are you leaving all
Wendy's,
those out?
You're finally out of fast food.
Yeah, if we would have buzzed you on that first one, maybe been a tiebreaker. I'm fine. I'm kidding. Final totals.
Kelly 2, Jen 3.
Oh, Kelly, I'm sorry.
That's not a very serious question.
Please,
I'm sorry for so much of that.
Please tomorrow ask a fast, casual question.
Let's let that go.
All right. We'll let that go.
It's a big debate, you know?
Yeah, it is. I know. I'm telling you. All right. Kelly, it's always good to talk with you. One of these days, you're going to get that mugger shirt. We are rooting for you to win. Today was almost the day we got to a tiebreaker. That's all right. But you know what you need to say, Kelly.
I am Kelly from Edina, and I did not trump Tui.
Bidding on a lighting project? Graybar makes it easy from design to delivery to job site logistics. Smart, scalable, and job site ready. Yep, Graybar does that.